1. There is a skill to driving a car whilst towing a trailer. Unfortunately, Sky Jackson had yet to master it. The loud sound of a metal clang rang out, and Sky slammed on the brakes, bringing the car to an abrupt halt. She checked the view in the driver's side mirror and grimaced. It was as she feared. The back of the shiny silver Airstream she was towing was caught on the wrought iron gate entrance she had just driven through. Feeling worried, she opened the door and got out to inspect the damage. Thankfully, even in the gloom of the heavy autumn fog, she was pleased to see no dents or scars in the aluminium surface. Despite her complete lack of towing abilities, she loved the tiny but classic 1950s American trailer. It suited her bohemian style with its retro design of smooth, rounded edges and lack of hard corners. It wouldn't have looked out of place on the fields at Glastonbury. After all, this wasn't a traditional caravan. The clue was in its name. It was designed to move like a silver stream of air and be light enough to be towed by a car. Which was a good thing, as she only had her dilapidated Fiesta to tow it with. The problem hadn't been towing the vintage Airstream in a straight line. The difficulty had been manoeuvring the 18-foot-long trailer around corners. Sky ran her hand down the smooth side of the Airstream again, but there was definitely no damage. She gave a shaky sigh of relief. That would have been the worst thing to have happened, especially now that it was hers to keep. Dear, sweet, lovely Norman. How she missed him. The thought of him still gave her a lump in her throat on top of an already emotional day. She had just closed the front door for the last time on the happy home that they had shared for the past decade. Just Skye, her sister, and Norman. They had been a very happy threesome, with Norman becoming a surrogate grandfather to both women. Now all she had to remember him by were her precious memories and his beloved Airstream. It had been one of Norman's most treasured possessions. Apparently, he and his late wife had travelled across America with it before bringing the trailer back to London in the early 70s. After he had been widowed, Norman hadn't had the heart to go on any more adventures in the Airstream, and so it had remained in front of his house for the past.